Governor Ned Lamont's Reopen Connecticut report includes a roadmap for the state's recovery from COVID-19. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The report contains a 44-page PowerPoint presentation that calls for the wearing of face masks and the ramping up of testing to more than 200,000 a week by September 1st. Lamont says it's based on recommendations from his volunteer Reopen Connecticut advisory group made up of local health, business, labor, and education experts.
And it just gives you our overview on, A, what our public health strategy is, our current activity and procedures, especially as regards our plans for testing, where we've been, where we're going, and finally, the reopening criteria themselves.
Some businesses, including restaurants, are concerned about the timeline for reopening. Scott Dolch is with the Connecticut Restaurant Association. He says his members would like indoor dining to start on June 3rd instead of June 20th.
We're looking at what Rhode Island is doing. We're also, you know, keeping a keen eye on the casino conversation and what's going on at Foxwoods and in Mohegan, because, you know, there's restaurants within their venues as well.
Rhode Island will permit indoor dining on June 1st, the same day the Mashantucket Pequots and the Mohegans have announced they will open their tribal casinos.
I see all these fancy PowerPoints coming out.
That's Senate Republican Minority Leader Len Fasano. He criticizes the plan. He alleges Boston Consulting Group, an out-of-state firm, came up with the report and not Lamont's advisory group.
My understanding is when you look on the website that they take polls every 2 weeks. So are we doing policy legislation by polling?
Fasano has written two letters to Lamont asking that the governor make public the details of his $2 million contract with the out-of-state firm. He has yet to receive a response. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.